tell us about the last time you talked to a stranger.
Oh, yesterday I was in the subway and I was reading a book by Rebecca Solnit, The Art of Getting Lost or something like that. And I look across this crowded subway train and this woman who must have been the same age as me, and she mouthed to me. She said, "I love that book."
I was on a train. I was on a subway.
A woman was giving up her seat to an older lady, and as they were exchanging, kind of bumped into me, and she said, "Oh, I'm so sorry, I'm going to move in just a second, I promise." And I said, "Oh, no, no, don't worry about it, it's fine."
And a woman was looking for the train that took her from Times Square to Grand Central, so I helped her out finding the shuttle.
There's a woman sitting next to me who had this amazing-looking ring, and I asked her where it came from, and she said it was her wedding ring and that her grandmother had given it to her. I often am wary about talking to strangers, especially women on the train who are by themselves, because I don't want people to feel threatened.
Talk to strangers a lot, when I'm in New York at least.
In New York, you talk to strangers a lot. It's really weird.
All the time. I talk to everybody and everything.
Something I take for granted. Absolutely.
I'm talking to a stranger right now. Last night, I had a gig, and it was full of strangers, and I talked to every single one of them.
I can't remember specifically, but I often talk to strangers in stores or supermarkets, strike up a conversation.
Today, I had a Subway sandwich. And the woman asked me if it was raining.
I was on the elevator, and it was just pouring rain.
And I said, "Just a little." And then she asked me if I wanted a napkin to wipe my glasses off, because they were so covered in water and fog.
And I remember talking to the woman next to me in the elevator, and she was just describing how unprepared the both of us were, because we didn't bring umbrellas and we were wearing not enough clothing to survive the winter and to survive the rain of that day.
Yesterday, I talked to a stranger at the hospital. She's a nurse, and she talked about her mother, and I talked about my mother.
I talked to many strangers when I was at Standing Rock, and I talked to strangers a lot in general all the time.
I love talking to strangers. Everybody has a story.
I met this guy. He works with autistic children. We sort of just kind of acknowledged how the world is, how we choose to help in what ways that we can. His name's Derek. So wherever he is, I hope he's well.
Last night, I was having a glass of wine with a friend, and I saw this woman. She happened to be an ex-cop. She was reading this incredible book talking about how much violence the cops had and how they were killing people. And then she was telling me about how now we think there is a lot of police brutality because people can record it, but actually there used to be a lot more.
I remember riding in a cab of this older man. I asked him, "How long have you been driving?" "Oh, I've only been driving for the last year." And I was like, I was a journalist. "Oh, no kidding. Wow, for how long?" "I was a journalist for 26 years. Wow, no way." And boy, he just lit up in that ride about his past as a writer. I believe it was in Turkey. How now he was driving so he'd be closer to his daughter, but that nobody really knew in the States that he used to be a journalist and used to cover some pretty scary stories for many, many years.